Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban to you. Muftizab, the first question we have on our list is, what is the Shariat's ruling as far as abortion is concerned in Islam?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulil kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 20th of Jumad al-Ula. So 100 days left for Ramadan Mubarak, 1447 plus minus, and inshallah we should make the dua. Allahumma balighna Ramadan. Ya Allah, spare us and show us another spiritually uplifting month of Ramadan with your grace, mercy and benevolence. Before we go to the abortion issue, after Fajr Salat, when we came down, so remember the masjid is upstairs, so then I switch on the radio, Brother Muhammad Khan, you know his nice big posh. So I listened to the news there, so 3-4 things they said very important. So those of you who want to know the rand dollar, what's cooking there, hello paisa. So 17 rand 21 cents per dollar, American dollar, right? So that's news number one. Number two, for me and you, Gautengers, they say that this week, this today, tomorrow, you must expect the 10 thunderstorms. So last night also it rained here by us in Lanesia, in Lens, and they're expecting more here in Gauteng, in various places. So be prepared for the rain to come and say, Allahumma aghithna, Allahumma aj'alhu sayyiban nafi'ah. Ya Allah, make this rain beneficial. And, you know, not the destructive, but productive and so forth. So, mashallah, all these authentic ahadith in Bukhari Sharif, Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad. Third one, they said, a shocking statistic, you know. And remember, they said, you know, you have nowadays grade 1, grade 2, grade 3. They said students in grade 3, right, that standard 1 in our time, you see. So 15% of them in South Africa have no idea of reading even 1-2 words properly. So you wonder that Ijazul Quran, the miracle of Quran, Iqra, 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 read, read, read. But the parents themselves got no sense in most cases. Common sense is no more common. They just eat popcorn, watch TV and all that. So there's hardly any reading being done by majority parents, Muslim and non-Muslim. So therefore, that culture of reading has disappeared in the Ummah. And last one, Junaid Mota now informed me before I came here. He said that at 8:30 to 9, we got a very nice interview live, inshallah. We got the Epic Travel and the Gatwick Travel. Epic Travel is our brother Ahmad Rashid Jumu'ah, and then Gatwick Travel is Hafiz Umair. So Hafiz Umair will be on live today on Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah from Makkah, will tell us about the Hajj conference and what have you. So then tell us what's happening there. So Muaz Ahid Khan will interview Hafiz Umair of Gatwick Travel UK, inshallah. So all of you going for Hajj, so inshallah you made intention, listen, and we will send out the podcast as well, inshallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Remember that today's world, they speak of human rights, but they don't want to understand human rights in the true sense of the word. Quran Kareem teaches us, remember, I'll read for you 2-3 verses. Number one, Ajinnatun fi buyutikum fi butuni ummahatikum. That the janin, the fetus, the unborn baby, remember, in the womb of the mother, is sacred also. You can't be doing abortion and so forth and so on. So imagine Allah Azza wa Jalla, through His Hikmatullahil Baligha, through His complete wisdom, He already informed us, you must remember, that life is sacrosanct, you must remember. And you can't be going and just, people have boyfriend, girlfriend, now when she is pregnant, then go for abortion and so forth. So chapter 53 and verse number 32. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is speaking of this day in the Noble Quran. So Ajinnatun fi butuni ummahatikum. Chapter 53 verse 32. Go forward. You see, in the days of Jahiliyyah, the days of ignorance, the pre-Islamic days. So what the people, the Arabs, used to do? They used to commit wa'ad. What is wa'ad? That infanticide. وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ. So they would take their daughter. Does my father going with his daughter? And then he's digging up a hole, a grave, and so forth. The daughter would ask, "Oh, Abati, what are you doing, my beloved father?" And then he couldn't face her. He would take her and dump her and push her into the ground. Tomorrow, on the day of justice, you'll be questioned. Chapter number 81 and verses 8 and 9. وَإِذَا الْمَوْءُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ. Why were they killed? So feticide, infanticide, abortion, absolutely haram, and there's no place for it in Islam at all. That is the general law. Al-Imam al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah, the genius and the giant born in Gaza in the year 150, passes away in Cairo, Egypt, 204, 54 years alone, only 54, but what a legacy. We asked, he celebrated, shouldn't Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, what you say of your honorable ustad and teacher, Al-Muhammad bin Idris al-Shafi'i? He said, al-Shafi'i ka shamsi lid-dunya, you see the sun rises taken place. And you see, what subhi idha tanaffas is taking place. Chapter 81, verse 18, that the morning is breathing, and you find the beautiful air in everything. I take a walk every day after Fajr. So to use and wonderful way, you see, when the kuffar and munafiqin wake up, everything has polluted then. So now, Al-Imam al-Shafi'i, rahimahullah, he said, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, he's like the sun. How the sun illuminated the world. He illuminated the world. Remember what is knowledge, Quran, Sunnah, Fiqh, and so forth and so on. He was one of the first people to write a book on Usulul Fiqh al-Risala, a masterpiece. So in there and other books of his, you will find, he said, مَا مِنْ عَامٍ إِلَّا وَقَدْ خُسَّ عَنْهُ الْبَعْثِ. You will never get a general law in Islam, but there will be one, two exemptions, exclusions. That's not the law, that is the exclusion. Allah forbid, the lady is walking, and then somebody get hold of her and rape her. Allah forbid, and then she fell pregnant. So after 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, in that case, the exception to the rule, she can go for an abortion, and remember, فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهَا, there will be no sin upon her. But after 4 months, gestation, pregnancy, and then she wants to go for abortion, totally haram. Why? Muslim Sharif's hadith, after 4 months, 120 days, ensoulment takes place. Allah Jalla Wala informs and instructs the angel that blow now the soul and the ruh into that fetus and so forth. So that is the law of Islam. All of you, my mothers, my sisters, my daughters, you went for abortion. I know of so many ladies who did abortion. That one lady here in Vert City, 3 abortions while studying. So you must remember, you are a murderer as far as Islam goes. And your guilty conscience will kill you. You must just stay away from all these haram activities.
Mufti Sahib, it's coming to the end of the year. Most companies are having parties together. There are places where there's halal certified places across a bar. Halal foundation certificates at the eating place. Are we allowed to eat in such places?
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala addressed us and didn't say, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. Allah Jalla Wala said, Ya ayyuhal nas, O humankind, O people. So everybody is included, male, female, everybody, Muslim, non-Muslim, because we promote and advocate a pure and a chaste society. كلوا مما في الأرض حلالا طيبا. You must consume that which is pure, which is halal, lawful, and pure and wholesome. There must be no contamination, there must be no adulteration, there must be nothing of that sort there. And then you will have a pure life. But what people want to do, they always look for loopholes. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. Do not follow in the footsteps of Satan, Shaitan, Lucifer. إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُّبِينٌ. Verily, Shaitan, Lucifer, Satan is your open, manifest enemy. Chapter number 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 168 in the second Juz, second Supara. Let's take now Fiqhul Waqi. What's happening? It's end of the year, so now they have a jawl, they have a party in America, 27th of November, Thursday, Thanksgiving Day. From that Thanksgiving Day, because I know I was there, and we saw what they do, these Americans, they go crazy. From then right till end of the year, it's a party, carnival atmosphere, you must remember that. So therefore, they made sure they finish up the shutdown and so forth. So yeah, in our countries now, we're going to have an end of the year, you understand, bash and party and jol. So the wine and the dine and the swine, all that will be carrying on. So does it behove you, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, that you participate? They tell you, no, no, no. We made special arrangements for you. See, all the halal food is there and so forth. So let's see what Mustafa Rasulullah Rahmatul Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, hadith is sahih, authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir fala yajlis ala ma'idatin tudaru alayha al-khamr. If you really believe in Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla and the last day, meaning you believe in all the articles of faith, then it is not permissible for you to frequent and sit in such a place where alcohol is being served and is rotating, you see. So that side, the alcohol, the wine and swine is there, and then they tell you it's halal there. How can we ever rely on non-Muslims and so forth? The supermarket is 100% halal. This food is 100% halal. This is all scholars for dollars business. Remember that. We have nothing to do. You must remember with this halal certificates. We practice on the hadith which is sahih and authentic. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told his beloved Nawasa, Sibtu Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Arabic, his beloved grandson, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, Sayyida Ali radiallahu anhu, son, eldest child, Sayyida Hassan radiallahu anhu, Da'a ma yuribuka ila ma la yuribuk. Leave that which puts you into doubt and opt for that in which there is no doubt. You as a Muslim must say that my job is to do my work here, but this party, all that, I cannot attend, and these are my reasons. There'll be music there, intermingling there, alcohol there, and this food, I don't accept it to be halal and so forth. Because this whole thing is scholars for dollars business, just like the Sharia compliant in the banks and so forth. And South Africa will be hosting the international conference of the halal organizations. I traveled so many countries with Allah's help. Not one country I found one organization I can say I have 100% confidence in them. Without exception, I say that, remember, that is all scholars for dollars and all that. They are selling the deen. هَذَا حَلَالُ وَهَذَا حَرَامٌ لِتَفْتَرُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِيبِ. They lie against Almighty Allah. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَفْتَرُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ الْكَذِيبَ لَا يُفْلِحُونَ. When you invent and fabricate lies against Allah, you will never be successful. How does grace they get and so forth? And then see رَبْتُ الْآيَاتِ, how the verses are connected, interconnected. Allah states, Mata'un Qaleel. All this money you are making, halal certificate, yeah, there, giving non-Muslims, Muslims, all that. And we say all this McDonald's, KFC, all haram, even if it is Muslim owned and even if it got halal certificate, so called. Mata'un Qaleelu walahum Adabun Aleem. Go read Quran, chapter 16, Surah Nahl, and verses 116 and 117. May Almighty Allah protect us from all these ulama esu and evil scholars, and the hadith speaks of them, Abdul Dirham and Abdul Dinar. You must remember that, the scholars of money, gold and silver. So in our terms, scholars for dollars.
Mufti Sahab, can zakat money be used for a feeding scheme? Is this permissible?
Not permissible. You can feeding scheme, you're going to feed Muslim, non-Muslim. Sometimes there'll be rich people there. Or if the rich people are not there, the rich people's children are there. You can't give them zakat. So you must remember that is not permissible. Feeding scheme all is good. That you feed the people who are destitute or poor, they're really suffering. So, but use lillah money, then there's no problem. Use sadaqah money, that is voluntary charity. But zakat money, no, we can't use for that purpose there. In zakat, we must be 100% circumspect and very careful. The final recipient must be Muslim, and that Muslim must be poor. Allah Jalla wa Ala mentions in the noble Quran, remember that, the shades of the age. See the glory, the beauty, the style, the diction of the noble Quran. After mentioning the shades of the age, tonight I'll be doing also in tafsir in the masjid, Jami Masjid after Isha. So Allah Ta'ala says, Faridatam min Allah, that the shades of the age have been ordained and prescribed by Almighty Allah. No government, no organization, no mufti, grand mufti or muftiya can change it. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا. Verily, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla is all-knowing and all-wise. So Almighty Allah is stamping His majesty, authority, sovereignty. Go and read the glory, beauty of the Quran, chapter 4, verse 11 in the fourth Surah. When Allah Jalla Ala speaks of zakat, then He says, إِنَّمَا الصَّدَقَاتُ لِلْفُقَرَىٰ. 8 different categories Allah has mentioned in chapter 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 60. What Allah says after that? فَرِيدَةً مِّنَ اللَّهِ. These are the recipients of zakat, ordained and prescribed by Allah. They must be Muslim, and they must fit into one of these categories. وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ حَكِيمٌ. And Allah is all-knowing, Allah is all-wise. You see the beauty, glory of Quran, chapter 4, verse 11, chapter 9, verse 60. So that is the beauty. If we read Quran, we fall in love with Quran, then we will cry while listening and reading to the noble Quran. Allah give us tawfiq.
Is the earning of a makeup artist halal?
Everything what you lady, beauty, therapist, beautician, call yourself whatever you want to, A to Z, everything haram. First of all, you're going to go to your place. You see that? Where you going to do this business of yours for the ladies or the men or whoever. Today, we don't know who's who in the zoo. Eve becomes Steve and Steve becomes Eve. You see that? Yesterday, one of the most senior lawyers, you must remember, sent me a notice and said, South African law and judges passed the law. This guy was born, you must remember, male. So he's Steve. Then he went to become transgender and went to become Eve. Then he committed the crime and now they put him in jail. And so now they put him in the woman's prison. So imagine that Steve is gone in the Eve prison. That is the haramis, you must remember, we are dealing with. And you come tell me your South African constitution is the best constitution in the world. Those days, if you know, I told you, 1996, I would tell my Darul students, and on air I tell you, these constitutions are not worth the paper on which they are written. They dare to destroy society and communities and so forth and so on. So remember that you can't be just giving zakat to all and sundry. We need to be very careful and circumspect in this regard.
So Mufti Saab, the sisters who have this beauty salons, Saab, is the earning halal or not?
Totally haram. You must remember, you go there. You yourself, you are dolled up. You yourself, your clientele. So now you are going to cut their hair. You're going to shape their hair. You're going to then do their eyelashes and their eyebrows. And Allah alone knows what and what and that. From A to Z, everything haram. And that whole profession is haram. And remember that. لَأَنَّ اللَّهُ الْمُتَشَبِّهِينَ وَالْمُتَشَبِّهَاتِ. Take one Quranic verse and one hadith. Quran Sharif teaches us, chapter 4, verse 119, وَلَآمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَيُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ. Satan, Shaitan, Lucifer was expelled from Jannah, never to see paradise again. He took an oath and said, I will definitely command them to change the creation of Allah. So what happens there with the beautician and beauty therapist? That's what they do. So you must remember that the lady is supposed to have long hair, they will make it short hair. The lady is supposed to have this kind of eye, brows and so forth, they'll make it like that. They'll change everything, you must remember. So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, authentic hadith, Tirmidhi and Mishkat, various compilations, la'anna allahu al-mutashabbihin wal-mutashabbihat, those men who imitate women and women who imitate men, Allah's curse is on them. That income A to Z, totally haram and not permissible.
Mufti sahab, is it permissible for females to teach online?
Remember, if you are teaching online and so forth to females, so that is no problem. But remember this, to teach male, that is not permissible, because why? It leads to more and more fitna. Yesterday I had a question. This lady says, I'm a revert, I embrace Islam. And to be honest, I'm 50 years old and plus. How can I go to madrasa? I don't even have the money and go there traveling. So don't you know any online? So I told her she must contact this Urwa bin Zubair, madrasa there in Middelburg. I went there once just for 5-10 minutes and so forth. So I think they do for ladies, and ladies teach them also. So if it's like that, then it's fine. But if men are teaching, then my fatwa verdict will be no. We shouldn't do it and so forth. So you find out what's happening. I don't know much, but I know they advertise very heavy. So like that, if lady is teaching lady, so then it is fine. And then you can, inshallah, do online. Although I don't encourage it, because Islamic sciences and law knowledge and branches of knowledge are seena by seena. You know what is seena by seena? Seena by seena is when Mustafa Habibuna Rahmatul Alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam received wahi. Jibreel alayhi salatu salam came, go open Bukhari Sharif in the starting Babu Maja, Kaifa Kana Bad'ul Wahi. Then Jibreel alayhi salam embraced the master alayhi salam. Ya Rasul Allah, this is wahi. Allah Jalla Wala has selected you to be the best of the best and the most precious and most beloved in the entire creation. So now this knowledge Allah sent via me, Jibreel alayhi salam, and now we transfer it to you. So that is, we must stay, sit in the presence of the teacher. Teachers in Hong Kong and we sitting here. So it's permissible, but it's not something encouraged. Therefore, me, I don't do this thing. Students from Australia, they begged me, and one Molvi came here. He said, how much you charge? I said, I don't charge. So I wanted to just see how this thing works. So they sit in Australia, and I must teach them Mishkat from here. So then I told them after 2-3 months, I say, I'm wasting my time and wasting your people's time also. That Islam, you must teach, the student must be in front of you. So that is Islam there. The knowledge must be transmitted in that way. So then you will imbibe and acquire the true knowledge. Rabbi Zidni Ilma, chapter 20, verse 114. Ya Allah, increase me in knowledge, and the noor and radiance of knowledge must enter the inner recesses of our heart. Allah, give us tawfiq.
Mufti sahab, am I allowed to become a gynecologist?
For a female to become a gynecologist, that will be acceptable if the need and that is there. For the male, remember, is not something encouraged and so forth, you must remember. But if a person is already a gynecologist and the female comes to you and so forth, so what you must do is this, which most Muslim doctors and gynecologists don't do. So you must tell that lady, you find, you come here, we'll test you, check you up, but bring your husband with. You see that? So you find some lot of hanky-panky business nowadays, you see. Sometimes you Muslim scandal, one time you hear there's non-Muslim scandal. How many things are going on there in the surgeries and so? I don't say all, but in many cases it happens. So I myself, if I have to take my wife, so to a doctor, I will tell him I'm coming inside. It can be Muslim doctor, he can have the biggest kurta and topi and turban. I say, me, I'm coming inside. We don't trust anybody. You see that? Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, first Quran. Quran Kareem said, Inna kayda shaitan kana dha'ifa. That when you look at the plotting, planning of shaitan, is weak. And women, inna kaidakunna azim. Sometimes the woman will be also loose woman. Sometimes they'll be chaste woman, but the man can take advantage of them. So therefore, if you are a true Muslim gynecologist and you're a male, then you must make that policy. You must tell the husband must come inside, whether your clientele is Muslim or non-Muslim, to save your own izzat and your own honor. Tomorrow that lady will charge you, and then you know how many cases let it happen. And then you have big problems, you lose your license and your practice and so forth. Wallahul musta'an, Allah Jalla wa'ala protect us all.
Mufti Sahib, I want to become a nasheed artist. Can I earn money through it?
Today, nasheed artists, they got horses for courses. You know what is horses for courses? That which horse we're going to put to run in this race here. July handicap comes, then we put the best horse, you see. If it's another spaza, small race, yeah, we put the second class, third class horse also is all right. So now the guys who are involved in this nasheed artist, they say, we're going to play the music. For who? For the progressive Muslims. And we got the other one with no music. That is for the conservative Muslim. What you doing? You playing with the deen? Razi rahe Rahman bi, khush rahe Shaitan bi. That you want to please Allah, you want to please Satan, Shaitan, Lucifer. Allah will never be pleased. Allah wants dedication, devotion. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu dukhulu fi silmi kafa. Hey, Iman walo, oh you who believe, 89 different places, Allah has used that phrase, then enter into Islam, me and you must enter into Islam, fi silmi kafa, in its entirety and completely. It's not a supermarket, pick and choose and so forth. Certain things I like, certain things I don't like and so forth. So then I will just say, yeah, I will do it the other way. So Satan, Shaitan, Lucifer can be happy. Allah don't want that. There must be devotion, conviction, dedication. Then you can. So this year, I will not advise anybody to become a nasheed artist and play with this. Chapter number 2 and verse 208. Because what happens? So we must remember that we're in media now, so we know these things here a little bit, you see. You'll get the women, you see. Now they will tell that person that read this nasheed, read this nasheed. I tell you one story. This was my student. So then I went, I won't take the name, but it's a wealthy area here in the Johannesburg area and so. So anyway, he was a Qari Sahib there. And that masjid, they encouraged the women to come. It's haram that. So anyway, for Taraweeh and Jummah and so forth and so on, you see. So the ladies, they send him messages, man, Qari Sahib, today you read, man, just tune it up even more, man, we really enjoying it. Now the woman start praising you, then you already must know that the danger signals are there. Then they tell him that they want special kirat for them, man. I told him, you better pack up and resign there. You're going to lose your wife, you will lose your marriage, everything there. Then he resigned and he left, you understood. So therefore, nasheed art as well. You're going to grandstand, you're going to sing the Ma, eh Mary Ma, all the women will cry and so forth. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Anjasha. Anjasha was the African Sahabi. He had a golden voice. And now in those days, you know, that they used to put the women at the back and the camel in front, and then they pull there and they sing the poetry. The Master alayhi salatu salam told him, Ya Anjasha, Rifqan bil Qawarir, Ya Anjasha. You got the golden voice. Yeah, you got these women. They are like glasses. Do not break the glasses, O Anjasha. Don't read such a manner that they don't fall in love with you, they fall in love with your voice. So what is all that telling us? So it's not something we will encourage and so forth, because people today, they're more worried about how they can make maximum amount of money in minimum time. Sometimes they will read without the music, sometimes with music and so forth. So therefore, it's not something that we should encourage. That is our standpoint on that.
Mufti Sahib, if a married man committed zina and later on made tawbah sincerely, will Allah Ta'ala give him the hurs in Jannat?
When a male or female is married and then they commit a zina, so you call that adultery. If a Muslim male or female committed zina, but they're not married, they called it fornication, go open chapter 24, Surah Nur. And therefore, Mother Aisha Siddiqa said, Allimu nisa'akum Surat al-Nur. Teach your females of Surah Nur. If it's fornication, male or female, fajlidu kulla wahidin minhuma miyata jalda. You mustn't show them mercy and compassion, Quran says. Give both of them 100 lashes and wear publicly. Wal yashad adhabahuma ta'ifatun min al-mu'mineen. It must be a deterrent to society. What is Islam teaching and what is the Muslim countries, Arab countries, non-Muslim countries, we all know what's happening. So that is Islam, a pure and a chaste society. When a person has committed adultery, male or female, then it is the death penalty. This Yasir Qazi and them, they say it must be reviewed. You make statements like that, you're out of the fold of Islam straight away. So remember, that is death penalty. But we can't implement that. We don't have authority. So if you make sincere tawbah, then it's Allah Ta'ala's prerogative. Insha'afa anhu wa insha'adabahu. If Allah Ta'ala wants, He'll forgive you. If Allah Ta'ala wants, He punishes you. But the sign that your tawbah is accepted, I'm giving you two verses quickly. Chapter 66, verse number 8. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, tubu ila Allahi tawbatan nasuha. Make such a tawbah that is nasuha. So what is that? We don't commit that crime again right till our death. Then it means, inshallah, our tawbah is accepted. We will give you the law, but everything lies in the mercy of Allah. Chapter 39, verse 53, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say, this verse in the noble Quran was the most inspiring verse that he ever heard. Ya ibadi alladhina asrafu wala anfusihim la taqnatu min rahmatillah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. O my servants, who went beyond the limits, never lose hope, never despair and become disillusioned in the mercy of Allah. Speak to Allah, cry to Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Allah will forgive all the sins. Allah make us min at-tawwabin. Ameen, ameen. Salaamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.